From the Heart, October 18. Evidence of the Spirit's Work. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The Holy Spirit is a free, working, independent agency. The God of heaven uses His Spirit as it pleases Him, and human minds, human judgment, and human methods can no more set boundaries to its working than they can say to the wind, "I bid you to blow in a certain direction and to conduct yourself in such and such a manner." As the wind moves in its force, bending and breaking the lofty trees in its path, so the Holy Spirit influences human hearts, and no finite human can circumscribe its work. The fountain of the heart must be purified before the streams can become pure. There is no safety for one who has merely a legal religion, a form of godliness. The Christian's life is not a modification or improvement of the old life, but a transformation of the nature. There is a death to sin and self, and a new life altogether. This change can be brought about only by the effectual working of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is manifested in different ways upon different individuals. Some, under the movings of this power, will tremble before the Word of God. Their convictions are so deep that a tumult of feeling seems to rage in their heart, and their whole being is prostrated under the convicting power of the truth. Others are brought to Christ in a more gentle way. Men and women who have been dead in trespasses and sins become convicted and converted under the operations of the Spirit. The thoughtless and wayward become serious. The hardened repent of their sins, and the faithless believe. The gambler, the drunkard, the licentious become steady, sober, and pure. The rebellious and obstinate become meek and Christ-like. The Holy Spirit moves upon the inner self until it becomes conscious of the divine power of God, and every spiritual faculty is quickened to decided action. A deep and thorough work is wrought in the soul, which the world cannot see. Those who truly love God have the internal evidence that they are beloved of God. They have communion with Christ, and their hearts are warmed with fervent love toward Him. God claims them for Himself and will impart to them special favors, enabling them to be complete in Christ, more than conquerors through Him who has loved them.